brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Get more in a Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 with the standard features you expect, like legendary V8 power at a price you don't expect. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today.
Wednesday morning, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. 2 o'clock this afternoon. Are you ready for some soccer? Argentina, Netherlands. The winner moves on to face the Germans. And the loser will play Brazil.
Arriaga. Arriaga 2. Barriaga.
Are you ready for some soccer?
Open wide for some soccer!
Discussing a number of things this morning. All of your feedback. Ready and welcome on our fan feedback line, 960-960. Talking about the Flames. What should we expect this coming year? Give me losses, man. Give me losses. I'm all right with it. Bob Hartley doesn't want losses. Treliving, Burke, none of those guys can come out and say, yeah, let's lose. Are you kidding me? Lose, boys. What are you doing winning? Lose. Look at what Pittsburgh was able to do. Mario Lemieux. They managed to get Sidney Crosby. Now, again, the Sidney Crosby thing you remember was maybe a little bit different.
Right.
I mean, Brian Burke. You know, well, maybe Brian Burke should maybe think about, you know, look what Pittsburgh did. Look how they got Sidney Crosby, Burke.
They won a goddamn lottery, and they got the best player in the game.
Oh.
Is that available to me? Should we do that? Should we ask the league to have a lottery this year? And maybe we pick first? The Pittsburgh model, my ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
My ass.
All right. Heard it. Yeah. Saw Berkey the other day.
Big ass.
Yeah.
My ass.
Big ass.
Claude Giroux, police officers.
My ass.
Yeah. Big ass.
Buttocks.
The one thing that you come to appreciate about this show... The highbrow comedy, the maturity level of the show at all times.
A lot of derriere humor. Start the show off with a little bit of a fart. A little bit of a Brian Burke.
Nope. Don't remember that at all. But in serious.
Oh.
You all right, Jay? Why?
Fiber.
The players and the coaches can't have that. And the text came through here. Where is it here? The thing with this is from the fan feedback line. When do you text it in? The thing with losing for the first pick is you can end up like Edmonton and never get back to winning. I remember an interview with Taylor Hall saying he doesn't even remember what it's like to win. Well, there is that. But you need to just because you have one bad season doesn't mean you can never win again or that you can never learn to win again. I think the way that this team has been put together, they're in a terrific spot. Let some of the young guys play. You have enough. You should have enough veteran guys in there to keep the room together. That's the one thing about Edmonton, and I think even they've said it, is when they were going through the losing, the first overall picks and all of that, they maybe didn't have a strong enough identity within that room. Now, Sean Horkoff was a veteran. Maybe just not the guy that... You know, not the guy that was best suited for that. I think Giordano is. To a certain extent, I think Matt Stajan is. And obviously, that's why they brought Derek Englund in, because they think that he is. Because, yeah, there's going to be some losses. And listen, I don't think that it makes a losing culture. I don't think losing makes it a losing culture.
Well, last year was a perfect example. They lost quite a bit, but it wasn't a losing culture. It didn't feel like... The Flames were struggling that bad.
The Flames aren't even close to contending. If they don't try tanking, then something is wrong here. Now, there's two things at work. There's management. There's what happens upstairs, and there's what happens downstairs. Downstairs, they win. They play to win every single night. They practice hard. They play hard. They want to win. That's where you keep your culture.
Yeah.
Upstairs. If you don't want to spend big money on free agents, if you trade out some high-priced guys for draft picks, if you are building towards that, then that's something different. And not to say that the GM would ever try and sewer the coach by giving him a bat. Here, I'm giving you the worst team. It's like Major League.
Yeah.
When the old what's her name there? She took away the airplane and all of that stuff. You know, not to that extent.
Not that obvious.
But we're just going to, hey, this is where we're at right now. And if we have to trade this guy and we have to trade that guy, we're going to get a younger guy and some picks, then so be it. Tanking hasn't worked for the Oilers. What is this here? McDavid could get injured. Everyone knows your idea is to tank. You can't. It gets real. I don't know what this guy. If you're gonna if you're gonna text, anglais si vous plaît. Here's a question: in a year when McDavid is the ultimate prize, do we really want Bennett or Gaudreau to play? What does that mean?
They're suggesting that if these two guys are playing, that there's a better chance that these Flames teams will start to win.
So you think by having Sam Bennett in the lineup this year as an 18-year-old, they're going to be better?
No.
I don't think so.
I think Flames fans will be pleasantly surprised at how exciting a game and brand of hockey the Flames will be playing with these young guys, but they're not going to. They're not the saviors of these teams.
Yeah. Again, I really like Sam Bennett. I like him as a kid. Have met him a couple times, talked to him. I think and obviously really like what I see on the ice. I think he's going to be a very good player. But I think he's got to go back to junior. And maybe he'll prove us wrong, but right now he's 180 pounds, and watching him yesterday, he's very slight, if you will. He's you know, there's not a lot there. And what's the harm in sending him back to junior for another year? Go and play. Go back. Lead the Ontario Hockey League in scoring.
Okay, so
go to the World Juniors and lead that team in scoring and lead them to a gold medal and take the Frontenacs deep into a postseason. Get that experience. And then we'll talk again in a year. I know the kid probably doesn't want that. That's probably the last thing he wants. But it's probably what's best.
You give Bennett the 9 games. He lights it up. What do you do then?
You still send him.
Still send him, eh?
I think so. Because he won't be physically ready. Monahan was physically ready. He was big. He was strong. Mm-hmm. As Haynes, and he'll tell you in the next segment, he had gone through 3 full years of junior hockey. That's not been the case with this guy. And he had some injuries last year. He's just, his frame is not NHL ready, whereas I think Monahan's was.
What do you think about Gaudreau then? I mean, as far as frame is concerned.
Well, he's 21. You know, he's a little bit further on.
He's been through the gauntlet, but yet his physical frame didn't change.
Yeah, but it's not as though he's going to change, right? Yeah. By putting him in the NHL now, it's either now or, because what he is now, he'll be at 22 or 23. If he's good enough to play, you let him play.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think the playoffs are a reality because John Gaudreau is playing.
No.
Yeah, outside of Bennett, if anybody else can play, let them play. The Flames should play hard every night, then score on themselves if they have a late in the third period. They might start to wonder
if they're
after that happens. If that happens once, and you kind of make it look, hey, accidents happen.
Little Steve Smith all great right here.
Oh, whoopsie daisy. If it starts to happen more than once, could be different. Never ever lose on purpose. Play your heart out and finish where you finish.
We don't lose on purpose. You go out there and work hard. If it happens, great.
It's the yin and the yang. Yeah. Of this scenario. You like that?
Yeah.
Deep. I'm deep. The Oilers prove that you can destroy kids by losing on purpose. I don't know that they lost on purpose. I don't know. I think they were just bad. Heard the Red Wings want right-handed shooting defense. Possible to trade Weidman to them for a pick or prospect if we retain salary?
That contract.
Yeah. Would free up room for another kid. Yeah.
That'd be great.
I would find it hard to believe that Dennis Weidman is here, either to start the season or for the entire season. He's got 3 years left. He's got a no-movement clause, so he'd have to waive it. At this point, getting Dennis Weidman to waive to get out of Calgary, I don't think would be an issue.
Especially to Detroit, for instance.
And is he a good defenseman at 3.25 if you eat $2 million of his salary? Probably.
In this day and age, yeah, what defensemen are going for? Sure.
If he's not going to have to be your number one, if he's going to be a guy that can work in your power play, then maybe. Hartley specifically said he wants the kids to learn that losing is not acceptable. And again, as the coach, that's your job. Mm-hmm. You hold the players accountable. But you know what? The coach coaches the team that he's given from the general manager and the president of hockey ops.
Totally.
That's what I see. As long as the Flames don't draft a dead guy with the first overall pick, they'll be fine. Yeah, you don't want to take a dead guy.
This guy here is dead.
So what do you do then?
Cross him off there.
You cross him off.
Put him on the fourth line.
Boomer should guest coach in October. That would help. Hey, whatever it takes, I'm in. If me coming on the bench, and you know, if that's what it takes. All right, power play, boys. Okay, Schmid, let's go. Schmid, you're on the point.
Schmid, England.
Jelena, you can work the right side. That's how it goes.
Connie.
Would you want to have John Tavares on the Flames? That's the type of player you get with McDavid or Jack Eichel. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't everybody?
Ew, no, Tavares. Yeah.
Colorado took the first pick last year and stopped losing. That can happen for Calgary too, right? Go for McDavid. Well, the difference there is, yeah, I guess, sure. Yes. Yes, they had a bad year. They got Matt Duchene, then they were better. Then they were bad again. They got Landeskog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's from the text line. My theory is that management is going hard after McDavid. Apart from Bennett, it seems like we've drafted, signed bruisers with not much offensive upside. We won games last year on heart and some talent. We've taken the talent away for this year, just my opinion, though. Could be an argument, could be made.
He ain't wrong.
If, you know, I think Mason Raymond's a good player. Derek Englund is Derek Englund.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what the goaltending situation is. But, hey, if all of a sudden, we've got a phone call on Yuri Hudler. What do you think?
Ship him out.
Moves like the Englund signing are the perfect rebuild moves. Looks like we are doing something but never going to make us better. Management is going for the first overall pick. It seems like there's a lot of that. It seems like there's a set of that feels like, yeah, we're bringing in bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies that are good guys, good teammates. Just not that great hockey players. As a season ticket holder, I want another year like last year. The losses aren't without effort, and we are merely a result of not having enough talent to compete. The losses therefore happen organically in competition, not from a conscious decision. I would also like to see players released to World Juniors. This guy went on for a long time, but I think you get the gist.
I mean, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. I mean, the season last year, I don't consider it a failure, even on the ice. Like, it was exciting hockey.
Yeah. Hey, Boomer, is next year's draft deeper than 2013? I mean, I don't know. At this point, all I go by is what scouts will tell you and what you read from scouts, and they're excited, very excited about the 2015 class.
Top two especially.
2015 going to be a big one. Can we get all these guys who say the Oilers tanked to get top picks explain how they tanked? What about Florida, Colorado? Sometimes teams are just bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just bad. And again, we are Calgary Flames Radio. I just don't know how many wins this team is going to be able to muster.
And what it comes down to is the other teams in the Western Conference. You're suggesting that there's not many teams who look as bad as the Flames.
Can't tank, boys. That's ridiculous. You could tank and lose the lottery and still not get McDavid. What then? Well, what would you rather do? Put yourself in the best mathematical position to get the number one pick? Or to say, we might lose the lottery anyway, so
let's go for sixth last.
At the deadline, let's bring in a 30-goal guy. No. Again, repeating myself almost ad nauseum now. Coaches are going to play hard. Players are going to play hard. As the general manager, you sit upstairs and kind of, just let it be what it be. If you're playing too well, hey, team's playing great. Look at these guys. If they're not playing all that well, it's like, well, it's unfortunate.
Well, no matter what, there's going to be
wins. Are fun. Wins are fun. But right now, it's a... Here's a saying. I came up with this.
Okay.
And I think it really applies to this situation. Short-term pain for long-term gain.
That's their slogan.
Calgary Flames hockey. Short-term pain, long-term gain.
Like every game matters kind of thing? Like, yeah. That's their new...
What was it? Ignite.
Ignite.
Yeah. Put that on the hallway down the dressing room. Wins don't matter. Short-term pain for long-term gain.
The veterans looking for a cup now, they're like, hey, now.
That's right. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, we'll get Darren Haynes, his thoughts, not so much on whether they should tank. Tanking. I honestly don't know that the teams nowadays, and again, you go back, there was a special that was on, I think it was on ESPN, that kind of looked at what Pittsburgh did leading up to the Mario Lemieux draft, and it's hard to debate whether or not they did, because I think they definitely did. But I think nowadays, especially with how it is, the scrutiny and everything, it'd be very difficult, I would think, to flat out and blatantly try to suck every single night when your players play, especially with the kind of characters that they have right here. Here is an idea to help the Flames lose. Send them to Vegas with Jason on a bachelor week and bore them to death. Ah, Jay. 20 after 9, we'll come back with Darren Haynes. We'll talk about Flames development camp, which is wrapping up this morning with a scrimmage at Winsport at 10 o'clock sharp. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames, Stamps, NFL, MLB. Calgary's only all sports radio. Boomer in the morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Darren Haynes from the Canadian Press and Flames from 80feet.com joins us.
How many times do I have to remind you?
Flames at 80 feet, from, at?
No.
From .ca?
Or .ca. We're Canada. We're proud. Not .com.
Flames from 80feet.ca.
There you go.
Got it.
I know it's early.
Couldn't you just get both?
I'm on a budget.
So if I put .com, it'll just kind of route me back to .ca?
Actually, I could, because I need to spend a little bit to get to the cap floor. So
that's right. Yeah, well, that's very en vogue right now. Did you see, do you watch, are you a Stampede guy? Do you get into this sort of thing? Or
I'm a cat. I love the Chucks. I love watching the Chucks. Yeah. So that's my thing. Used to, organized pools. I remember I was a huge Buddy Benz Miller fan as a kid. That was for whatever reason, that guy just was my guy. So I've always kind of been a little bit of favor for the Benz Miller family, whoever it is that's racing. And it's funny how those names, their last names never change. The first names change and evolve, but it's always the same last names for so many generations. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Last night, his son Kurt put on a pretty good run. I don't know if you're watching it in the heat number 9. And Conroy was in the wagon box there with Chad Harden. And I don't know if Harden needs to worry, because Conroy looked like a fish out of water.
Yeah, well, I don't know how comfortable Conroy or those guys would be around Conroy, because he's kind of the anti-cowboy in terms of his tendency to be verbose, and some of those guys are pretty reserved. So that would have been an interesting kind of blend, Conroy in and around the barns.
We got to get Conroy out of the barns. The horses are trying to rest for the race tonight. So the development camp is on this week. I went there yesterday, and I can't help but wonder, and I know that Brad Treliving, and I give him credit, he is the general manager. He's come in and he's made some tweaks and some changes, whether it be to personnel or the way things are done or what have you. He did say earlier this week or late last week, over the course of the weekend, I guess is what it was, that he let the development camp go and run the way it was, but he expects he'll make some tweaks and changes to it next year. I can't help but wonder if maybe lopping off a couple days might be in order. These guys have been here since Thursday of last week, and I don't know exactly what you need to accomplish with, 5 or 6 full days of this, but it's been going on for a long time now.
Yeah, and if you look what Phoenix is doing in their model, is they have 3 ice times, no games, 3 hour-and-a-half ice times, and pretty much that's it. They arrive, they do the 3 ice times, and that's where I came from. So, or Arizona, I should say, not Phoenix any longer. But yeah, I certainly get that sense. He when he was talking about it on Monday, you could sense that he's not a fan of how this is being treated by some of the players as like their chance to make the team. Like they're really getting ramped up, they're really going hard with their training for this camp. And he's like, this is not, he kept trying to, like, this is not, the camp is coming. This is not, we're not making cuts, we're not making decisions. And he thinks it's, and you get the sense that there's, the intensity is maybe too high. The guys are maybe kind of curbing what he would like to see for kind of their conditioning, which is kind of this gradual build that takes you up to September. They're not building for July 1st when they're going into their off-season program on conditioning program. So I think he just thinks it's too much. They're too much on the ice, too much. It's being viewed. There's too much maybe pressure, perception of that, and I think he'd like to kind of tone all of that down. So I would not be surprised if it is a shorter situation next year, a shorter, for sure, you know, chop off a couple of days, maybe doing some different activities, more orientation to the organization and trying to sell the city and that sort of thing. But I you know, that's kind of reading between the lines, I think, the way we'll probably see this thing evolve. And like you said, he kind of rolled with it because it was all set up by the time he got here, the logistics were in, the dates were booked and everything. But I do think we'll see a change.
And the other side of that is, like you say, with the scrimmages and that, what do you accomplish? What's learned? Well, not a lot. And he said that afterwards, like, well, you know, it's July. Let's just kind of temper our enthusiasm. But I would almost feel for the fan base if they did away with the scrimmages, because they've come out in droves. They've been. I would love to know what the numbers were that watched this thing online the other day. If you did away with it altogether, This is more of a hockey market than it was in Phoenix. I think that maybe some of that needs to maybe be taken into account as well.
Yeah, I was. What was the crowd like yesterday? I wasn't there yesterday.
You know what? More than you'd think. I would say if you know that seating in that B Arena or whatever, it was probably 2/3, a little better than half full.
Right, so they're still going to do, I mean, they're not going to get away with no ice time, so they're still going to have 2 or 3 ice times. People still watch, whether it's a scrimmage. I mean, ideally, everybody likes to watch a scrimmage. But if they end up just doing 3 on-ice sessions, the people will still come, and they'll still be excited to see Bennett work in a 2-on-2 drill or a 1-on-1 drill with Goudreau, or next year it's Poirier and Klimchuk, or whoever it is to be excited about. And so, you know, I know what you're saying, and if they were thinking of the fans specifically and kind of planning it around the fans, then it would be all scrimmages.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to do their thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are no scrimmages next year.
Watching a little bit of it yesterday, and I'm not looking to knock the bloom off the rose, because I'm a big fan of Sam Bennett. I think he's going to be a terrific player, and I think it's great that he has that enthusiasm, and I think it's a great fit. But I am skeptical that he makes this team, and every time I come out and say, I don't think he's going to make the team this year, people will say, well, look at what Monahan did a year ago. You're probably saying the same thing about Monahan. But just watching yesterday, it's clear that he is 170 pounds. And he's got a great first step, and he's a very good skater, and he can shoot it. But that strength that you need is just not there. I don't see any way that he is a National Hockey Leaguer this year.
I completely agree. Yeah, no. I think it's different situations. You know, there's a bit of an age difference. You know, Bennett just turned 18. Monahan was probably 4 or 5 months older than Bennett was along that. And then that's a big deal when you get to that age. Also, remember how big Monahan, you know, when he got to camp in September, I mean, he was at 200. And like you said with Bennett, I mean, I think the Flames are claiming he's north of 180, maybe as high as 185. I'm more with you. If he's touching 180, I'd be surprised. I think he needs to get a little more meat on there for sure to be successful in the NHL. Another consideration is Bennett's only been in the OHL for 2 years. With Monahan, he had been there 3 full seasons, and they really wanted to kind of, he was ready to go to a next level, and that level had to be Calgary or back in the O, because he wasn't eligible to go to the minors. So that, I think, weighed into last year as well, and then as well, he kind of hit a home run in those first 9 games, and you got into a, painted yourself in a corner where you can't do anything now because he's the team's top scorer. We're going to send him back to the O. So, but I'm with you. I think that's what happens with Bennett. And, you know, interesting with Bennett, with his birth year, even next year, he won't be eligible to be to even start in the A. So next year is going to be another decision where it's NHL or OHL. Mm-hmm. Now, next year, I would be surprised, unless he's still 175 and still, you know, I would be surprised if they send him back to the O for a 4th year. So I think next year he's here. But I would be right with you in thinking that he goes back this year. He has a season two to get bigger, to, again, dominate, maybe play World Juniors and you know, all those things, and there's no pressure on him. And Trey Living has mentioned that. Philosophically, that's exactly where he's at. He is not going to rush players. He's been adamant about that. So I just don't see it happening. I mean, he's going to come, and he's going to try and push it, and who knows? Maybe he'll leave him with no decision but to keep him, but I just can't see that happening this year. I think it's a little bit of a different scenario than Monahan.
Chatting with Darren Haynes from the CP and his blog Flames from 80feet.ca. It's a must-follow and a must-read for any Flames fan out there. Neat watching John Gaudreau, and of course he's going to stand out at a camp of this nature because you have some players who are graduating from junior and were not drafted, or you have some later draft picks, and then you have one of the more dynamic players in the world in his age group. And just the little things, you marvel at his ability to skate. I mean, we knew that, okay, he's smart, but what about the rest of the package? He's not overly big, but he's not tiny, at least watching him out there. It's not like you notice he's the smallest guy on the ice necessarily. But his ability to skate, his speed, and just the little things, taking the pass in full flight, everything's easy for him. It's a treat to watch.
Yeah, for the first scrimmager down in one corner, and I forget, it was one of the tryout guys in the tryout as a D-man kind of came up, wheeled up from behind the net, and he saw Gaudreau, made a terrible pass. The pass was behind him by about 10 feet, clammed off, you know, banged off the sideboards. No problem. Gaudreau picked it up on the backhand, looked in the wrong direction, and away he went, right?
Yeah.
So it's certainly, his skill set is above a lot of the players there for sure. But what's a good test, and I wonder if this weighed into, them bringing them here, is there are a lot of big bodies, and that rink is a small rink. I mean, this is, you know, what he's going to be in for is a lot of big bodies and confined places, confined spaces, and that's where you see him just, the way he can pivot and turn and kind of get out of trouble and then find an open guy, it's really fun to watch. And you have guys from, hey, there's 18 guys on a tryout. You think they might get noticed a little bit if they can maybe kind of take him out into the boards and shut him down and that sort of thing. So they're trying like mad, but he's a tough guy to catch, and it's fun to watch.
Beyond that, any other observations that you've made? Again, you were at the scrimmage. I know you're going today. It's tough sometimes in practice to pick it up. But any other observations or players that have caught your eye, good or bad, through this camp?
Yeah, nothing. It's a tough one to evaluate. It really is, because, you know, typically if you're maybe evaluating and watching exhibition games, you're only watching half the people on the ice. In this, you're trying to kind of watch players on both sides, and the numbers, for the most part, you're all constantly checking your roster to see who they are, because there are so many new guys. But I found in that first scrimmage, the guys that there weren't really a lot of surprises. The guys that you would expect to be the better players, the guys that have been here before, the guys that are in the organization already, were the better players. You know, I'm talking about Bill Arnold, I'm talking about Kenny Agostino. I really like Keegan Kanzig. I think this guy is going to be really interesting to follow. And you know, the Flames like him. They kept him late into training camp last year. He is huge. I can't believe how huge he is. And he really smokes guys. And I think, you know, they're not trying to hurt anybody. I mean, that was one of the mandates, is look, save your tenacity for when you're playing someone with a different color, different logo on the jersey. But I think he can just push you and you go smashing into the boards. He's so massive. So he's going to be really interesting to watch. He's certainly several years away. But I'd like to see how he comes along. His skating, someone was asking me how his skating is. And, you know, he gets around a lot better than you'd expect. And if he can continue to increase his foot speed, he's not going to be a number one pairing guy at any point. But I think he could turn himself into be a very serviceable NHL player at some point.
Well, yeah, and if he learns how to use his wingspan and to use his size and angle guys correctly, he won't need to skate like Niedermeyer.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So Kanzig's kind of stood out for me in that first scrimmage. Who else? Brett Kulak is another defenseman that he just seems to be pretty smooth out there, good, heads up all the time, looking for the pass. I kind of liken his potential path to kind of what Tyler Weatherspoon did last year, where he started in the A, first pro year, had a good year, got a chance late in the season. I wouldn't be surprised if that same kind of path happens for Kulak, where they might give him a chance if these guys are out of it come March, April, and he gets maybe a look in that last month. I think there's a bit of a gap right now, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Flames add a little bit of depth, of veteran depth, with defense, because they don't want to have to promote guys too soon. But he would be maybe the best of the rest right now, and obviously with an asterisk is a guy like Patrick Seeloff, just because last year was a lost year, so he's really kind of starting over from where he would have been last year, and that will be starting in the A, and we'll see how he progresses.
Darren Haynes, flamesfrom80feet.ca is where you can find his website and all of his stories on the Calgary Flames. You know, and it's funny, and I don't want to pigeonhole a guy, and I know that he kind of brought up the comparison and some have maybe had some fun with him, but David Wolfe, watching him on the ice, he does kind of look like Milan Lucic in that, and it's, I don't know what it is, it's that hunch,
you know,
kind of that lump on the top, that hunchback lump kind of a thing, and he is thick. I mean, I know he's listed, what, 6'2", 220 or whatever he is. He is a thick hombre. I don't know if he can translate what he did, you know, with the Hamburg Freezers, where he had 14 goals and 40 points in 48 games and a bunch of PIMs, but if this guy can play a little bit, he's 24, just kind of coming into his own. He could be, again, like you talked about, an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, I have no idea what to make. I was interested to watch him in that first game because, really, like you said, it's so hard to have any idea. Like, you know, not too many people make the jump from German league to NHL, let's be honest, right? So he's on a 1 year, he's on a two-way. I would be surprised if he breaks caps with the Flames, for sure.
Yeah.
But could he be a guy that comes up around Christmas if he goes down and shows that for what he does, for what he brings, he can do that, you know, right here, right now. He's older. You know, maybe he's a guy that can fit into that fourth line and certainly no lacking the energy. I think there's a lot of things to like about him. Interesting, really one of the more interesting players to kind of follow when we get to September for sure.
When is the tournament in Penticton? When are we doing that?
I think it's maybe the 12th to the 14th, something like that.
Yeah. And it's the 9th of July right now.
Yeah.
What happened to the off season, right?
I know. They'll get into a little bit of the off season, I guess, once this camp closes. I still think Tree Living might have a little bit of business certainly needs to get some RFAs under contract, and I think things will go dark for a while once we get into August, then leading up to that camp. But once we get into late August, then it'll be go time, you know, rookie camp and then that rookie tournament and then main camp, and it'll be interesting with all those guys, the Arnolds, the Agostinos, the Goudreaux, you know, those guys, you know, they've never done the rookie camp before because they're always back in school. So
yeah.
That's going to be another different flavor for them, and it's going to be a busy summer for, it's kind of like what Monahan's summer was last year, where he did the development camp, and they did the rookie camp, then the rookie tournament, then he did and then he went to the World Championships. Like, oh my God, he must be looking forward to a little bit of vacation here.
Yeah, I would think so. If you had to guess, what kind of business might, and again, we're up on it, but what kind of business might you anticipate Tree Living be looking at?
Definitely, I think they need some defense depth. I think it would be great to have the seven that they have right now. You know, Tyler Weatherspoon then becomes kind of the seventh guy if that's what you do. But what I think they need to be careful of is people get hurt. And this is, you know, so are you then prepared to dip into the minors and bring up Brett Kulak? Are you prepared to bring up, you know, Patrick Seeloff after he's been in the AHL for a month and bring him into the NHL? That's where you start hurting development, is you bring guys up too early. So they have to guard a little bit against that. So I would see them bringing in a D-man for sure. And, you know, you still get the sense that there may be bodies moving in and bodies moving out. Is this team going to have, you know, Dennis Weidman and Yuri Hudler come September? Is he going to change the makeup a little bit? I can't see them. Yeah, I'd like to see, and you and I have had this discussion about open spots, and I think it's important. I think it's critical that this team maintains a couple of spots for guys to graduate from the minor leagues, because that's the only way you can kind of get this rebuild going, is you need to start graduating guys and giving them their chance. And I think there's guys that are deserving of that opportunity, but not three or four spots, but I think a couple, and that's where they're at right now. But so that's why I think they get rid of someone, maybe they bring someone back in, but it's going to be interesting to see. But by the sounds of it, if you hear him talking, certainly if he doesn't make any moves, it won't be from a lack of trying, because it sounds like he's still got some things that he'd like to accomplish.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the scrimmage today. We'll be following you on Twitter to get all of the details.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Darren.
All right, bye.
Darren Haynes, flamesfrom80feet.ca. CA is where you can find that one. And yeah, the old scrimmage, Pat Steinberg reporting that it'll be a straight 30-minute scrimmage. Starting at 10 a.m., different situational play, which means maybe a little bit of power play, some 4-on-4, bloggy, bloggy. So, boy, if you're not there already, you may want to think about it, because if it's only 30 minutes, and by the time you get there, and then you get in, and then you... I just don't want people to be disappointed, is all I care about. I would hate for people to be disappointed.
Well, do you know if they serve Sprite there?
I don't know that. Somebody asked, do you know if there'll be relish for the hot dogs there? I don't know.
But why wouldn't you know?
All week, people have been asking about the finer details of what's happening at Winsport. I just don't know. But I guess it's my job to know.
Can't we get someone on the inside? Like an usher?
I'm not sure. Would usher know?
The singer? No. But an usher would know. Maybe.
What you want to talk about is how we wrap up the show. We will do it next. The way you take part is from your mobile phone, 960-960. Tap it in. Send your message, your thought, your question, your take, whatever the case may be, and fire it through, and we'll take it home with your questions. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Interact with Boomer right now. Text 960-960 to sound off. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Big show going to be live from the Stampede Grounds starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Rob Kerr, Pat Steinberg, and a little barbecue. Triple B Barbecue is where you'll find the boys. Get on that mechanical bull. Get Kerr on the mechanical bull. Whatever. Right? Whatever it takes. Get down there and say hi to the boys. It is time once again for the thing we do to wrap things up. It is called What You Wanna Talk About. Talk About.
Talk About.
Talk About. Yeah, yow. Indeed. 960-960 from your mobile phone is how you get in on it. Send them through right now. We are ready. I was talking before the break about getting down to Winsport. Get there soon, or you might be on the outside looking in. It might be over by the time you get there. It's going to be standing room only. You might not have a good spot to watch, and I just don't want people to be disappointed. This on the fan feedback line, we're disappointed every day from 6 to 10 a.m.
Is that when your show plays?
Oh, do you think that's what they're going at?
I'm just putting two to two together.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I hadn't thought of that.
6 to 10.
Bunch of jerks. Hey, Boom. Does Winsport have those Cheeto things? What are they called?
And as far as treats, those, what are those Cheeto-y things? The
Cheetos.
Yeah. They're delicious. Yeah. I like Cheetos.
Yeah, so I don't know if for sure.
What's the number for 911?
Oh, man.
Lightning in a bucket.
Yeah, Retro, I miss you, buddy. I just got fired from my job in Canmore. I'm back in Calgary. Now what should I do? Drink. Just go straight to the Stampede Grounds.
I was at a Polish meat market. They're hiring.
Get yourself in there. Don't look back. Whatever you do, don't look back. No regrets, Tom Cochran.
Just be yourself.
I don't care about that. Do the players get a discount to ride the Alpine slide during development camp? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. What are the picks the Flames would use if they went after Ryan Johansson? Could they trade their first next year before they attempt to sign him? It's all contingent on how much you're going to pay him. There's certain increments. If it's, you know, $5 million, $6 million, $7 million, $8 million, and the higher you go, the more you're going to give up because there's probably a lesser chance. So say you wanted to $8 million. It's going to cost you a bunch of first-round picks. And then the lower you go, it'll be less, but chances are Columbus is going to match it. New Flames slogan should be, the main thing is to have fun. Body break. What's your predicted score for the Stamps game? Mine 42-36 for the Stampeders. Boy, I hope they get 42. John Cornish, seemingly unlikely for this game. He's still got the concussion things going on. I don't know. I don't like this one for the Stampeders. I don't know. So my answer is I don't have one. So there you go. Is Sean new Pinder or new Primetime? This is a great question. Now, I don't know because Peter Klein came in and he was the new Pinder. Now, you've replaced Klein, so are you the new Primetime or you become like the
hybrid?
The new Pinder? I don't know. Jim Rome sucks. 2 more hours of Boomer, please. No. No. No one wants that. You don't want that. I don't want that.
10 to noon is nap time for Boomer.
Hey, Boomer, have you ever been to Stampede? Signed, Pinder. God, he's stupid. He asked me one time, hey, have you ever been to Peter's Drive-In?
No, I just moved in. Got here last week.
What are you talking about? Be like, you know, somebody that's lived in Edmonton for a decade. Hey, have you ever been to that big mall? Yeah. Yeah, I've been. Yeah.
You mean today? Bangarang.
Yeah. Take the glow stick out of your yap and smarten up. We all know Bennett couldn't do a pull-up, but could he make 8 seconds holding on to a mutton? He would probably be a solid mutton buster because he's wiry. Very wiry. Hey, where are the new offices going to be? Downtown. Boomer, how many poutine burgers did you destroy at the Stampede? I've only been to the Stampede the one day, and all I had was chicken fingers. I hate to disappoint you. I'd love to tell you how I just crushed a bunch of chow, but it hasn't happened. Did Kerr repel? Well, he does.
Today.
Repulse or repel? Is he doing that today?
He's going to repel today.
He's for charity, for I forget what the... it's one of those things.
It's
one of those great causes.
Repelling?
He's at the Barclay Center, or the Barclay Tower, and he's going to get his big hoop over the side of it and swing his way down. Good for him. If everyone is worried about doing the rebuild the right way and getting a number one pick next draft because they're worried about becoming an Edmonton. Go cheer for the Leafs. They've been rebuilding the wrong way for 40 years. Just because other teams haven't done it right doesn't mean you can't do it right. Don't think it's mutually exclusive. Boom, how long could you last on Bushwhacker? Boy, I don't know.
How long could Bushwhacker last with you?
That'd be the question. I feel like I have some good stability in my trunk, yeah, okay. You know, kind of my not core because my core is a mess, but just kind of my lower center of gravity, but very little in the way of upper body strength. I really feel like I wouldn't be well suited for Bushwhacker.
Penguins,
yeah. Everyone talks about Ryan O'Reilly to Calgary. Do you honestly feel he's a fit here? Why not? I think he'd be a fit anywhere. I think he's a very good center. I think he's a top two center on most every team in this league, although
great two-way player.
There's a lot of teams that have two pretty good centers, but he's a very good young player. And yes, I'd have no problem with Ryan O'Reilly coming to Calgary. Problem being, you're going to have to pay a King's ransom to get him and then pay him a huge salary, which is probably okay. And I don't know that Colorado's going to want to ship him that close to home. I don't know. Why the hell don't you ride the bull? Think of the glory boom. Short-term pain for long-term gain. No, that would be like...
Short-term pain, long-term pain.
Yeah, there'd be no gain. It would just be pain, short and long-term. Does Winsport have the roll tape, paper towel, toilet paper, or the individual squares? Thinking of heading down there, just don't want to be upset.
You would know.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Boomer. Why is there a salary cap floor and stuff?
And stuff.
And stuff.
You know, I'm the guy from the stuff. I know the stuff.
The stuff.
Double stuffed Oreos.
Everybody's just really being kind of cheeky tomorrow, or right here. Everyone's just really kind of being... here's one text. I second the 2 more hours of Boomer, followed up by Boomer sucks. Loving the new guy, keep Sean in the mornings and throw Pinder on promotions or something.
Street team.
Would you be a good street team guy? Would you be a good fangirl?
I actually wanted to be a fanboy, but
yeah,
I can't fit into that referee outfit.
Well, Pinder's a good fanboy. We don't need too many
of them.
He loves the dudes. I agree with that.
I love the dudes.
Thanks. I agree with that other guy. Jim Rome's a moron. Please take him away. Just play dead air. That's harsh.
Hashtag Boomer sucks or something.
Why did New Pinder miss the morning highlight zone today?
Did you guys all...
Did he hit an exploded bag of garbage on the commute? Oh, that's inside.
Did a favor for all y'all.
That's inside.
An exploded bag of garbage.
I can't believe I missed that. That's fair.
We had some reports of big bags of insulation that fell off a truck. Well, the truck driver stopped, picked up the bags of insulation, reloaded, and has since moved on.
Some details.
Heads up in the southeast, had earlier word of someone chasing a tire on the right-hand shoulder of Deerfoot Trail southbound south of Glenmore, so just be aware of that.
Who's going to play right wing this year? Only Jones listed on the right so far. It's a great question. They'll probably move Hoodler over there. Can you play right wing?
McGrattan could.
Hmm. How the hell do you spell Goudreau? Well, it's easy.
Goudreau. That's a Goudreau question.
Just like it sounds. Goudreau.
There's a U in there. And
First, I've heard of O'Reilly rumors. Is there anything? No! There's no rumors. No. He signed, you know what? He signed an offer sheet like 3 years ago. That's the rumor. Joel Embiid on his injury. Any update on that or if he'll be starting the season?
Embiid.
We don't have a lot of info on that.
Joel Embiid.
They were loving him in Philly. They had billboards up for him and everything.
Yeah. Embiid.
That's what I said. Yeah. Put Rome on already. You two are the most annoying people in Calgary. That's right.
High praise.
Boomer sucks less than Jim Rome. Well, there's that.
But by how much?
Hey, Boom, do you know if Will Smith has any dating advice? I'm not sure if Will Smith
would. I respect women when I'm on a date. I take them to the park or maybe a museum, and I only try to kiss them if they're ready. Woohoo! What?
What?
I want to say what?
Iggy for 30-plus goals this year, I'd put money on it. Yeah. Why not? What, are you going to start doubting him now? He's playing with some pretty good young players there. I think they'll get him 30. When's Warner coming back? I don't know. Ask Retro. I don't know. Which license plate are you voting for?
The second one out of the three.
Which one's that?
It's the one with the mountains, and it has...
Does it have the white bar across the middle of it, though?
It has alberta.ca on it.
They all do.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
But all three of them have that.
Take them all.
Shush. When's Trollololo guy coming back? I don't know when Trollololo... Like, really, is that what this show has like, devolved into? Is just, hey, let's send a text in and just get them to play stupid sound bites from a decade ago.
Don't stoop to that level.
Come on. Can't find it.
trying to give the people what they want. Can't find it.
Please say back. P.S. New Pinder needs to be less boring.
Matt. Bangarang.
Do you think... Nope. Yeah, see, here's the thing. If you want to take part in the show, you got to send in good stuff. Will Kipper be in net today? No.
At Winsport? Probably.
Will Kipper be in net? Can Pinhead just stay gone? Who do you think they're... I wonder who they're referring to. It's kind of vague. Pinhead, just stay gone. Yeah, okay, maybe. Sorry to be a bag, but have you guys given away the Paul Brandt tickets yet? I haven't had a chance to listen till now.
Give them away now.
Hey, you know what? Yes, we've given away the Paul Brandt tickets. We have. We've given them away. And finally, I'm bigger than Jim Rome, signed Boomer's Cavs. Nice. Always great to interact with the people. Fantastic to have you on board today. Tomorrow is a Thursday show, and I'm looking forward to Friday already because it will be a new high or a new low, depending on how you look at it, in my career. I've done this show from many different places. I've broadcasted from many different locations in my storied career. Friday, from a place I've never done a show from. I think it'll be great, but it might be an indication of just which way my career is headed. That's coming up Friday. We'll be back tomorrow. Are you here tomorrow?
I'm here all week.
Okay, well, but are you doing this tomorrow?
Sure.
All right.
If you'll have me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Big show coming up live from Stampede Grounds with Triple B. The Jim Rome Show coming up next.